became involved by answering on my husband's suggestion an ad that was in the paper looking for an administrator for a charitable organisation, and they didn't say what the charitable organisation was. And I made arrangements to meet three or four girls in the local health centre in Ballsbridge at the time. One of them was Margaret Murphy, another was Evelyn Ford, another one was Maura O'Dea, and I think Annette Evans at the time. It's very hard to imagine how very different Ireland was then. A woman who became pregnant at that time very often was absolutely ostracised by her friends and family, and certainly the religious organisations, all of them. She was a harlot or a sinner, or whatever you like to call it. We knew what we wanted to do. We wanted to change the law. First was to get monetary help from the government for a woman who found herself in a position of having a child, no job and no support. And the second thing was the change in legislation, because illegitimacy was still very much on the books, and there was such a thing as being illegitimate, which no child is, of course. We had no premises and no organisation as such, only just ideas. The girls had recently, the women I've just spoken about and others, had recently, or 6 or 12 months previously, held a conference highlighting the need for help for single mothers. And they still had the papers, and my first job was to get enough money to publish the papers, which I did. But we had no premises at the time. We worked from home and talked to each other on the phone. Well, Cherish, the house in 2 Lower Pembroke Street, which we later acquired through a loan from the Bank of Ireland, which we repaid within 8 years, was a wreck. It hadn't been used for ages. And inside it was very unstable, really. The floors, everything needed to be rebuilt, which it was done in 10 years later. And we had no furniture, no anything. And Vincent de Paul, I came across a letter the other day. I had written to, obviously I got the name of somebody in the Vincent de Paul who looked after that end of things, and asked him if he could help us with furniture. And they helped us furnish the house to act as an office. Flag days. That was a matter of getting a lot of people together who would sell the flags, and we'd do pub crawls. And that also spread the word, because say we'd go into a pub or so wherever, and they'd say, "What is Cherish?" And we would say, "For unmarried mothers." And very often it became a line of fun for the boys in the pub. But then we'd bring all the money back to Lower Pembroke Street, and it had to be counted. So you'd be counting until the small hours of the morning, pennies and sixpences and whatever. It was the beginning of the women's movement. The women journalists, particularly the Irish Times women, all came to our aid and helped us in any way they could by advertising, writing about it, and there was no IT industry at the time, so newspapers were the way things were done, and they helped us enormously. And then, of course, after a little while, we, and I use it in inverted commas, acquired Mary Robinson as president. And she, in her own way, of course, was very much involved in the movement of improving the social situation of anybody. And she was a great help and became a great personal friend of all of us. And then, in years later, she was running for president, and we were delighted. Well, believe it or not, there were, of course, and there is always a core of people in any society who will welcome the righting of what would appear to be social wrongs. But there was a very hard core of people who were, shall we say, toughy-nosed enough to disapprove of the whole idea of helping girls who in their eyes were fallen women. I guess in raw terms that's what it was. And I even experienced it in my own social life. For the first time I was amazed. My husband had friends, and one of them was a higher civil servant, a woman, a secretary of a department. And she said she did not wish to meet me with me again, she told my husband, because I was working for Cherish. And it was amazing. I remember my mother telling me many years ago, when I would have been a child, and we had, everybody had a maid then. You didn't have to have a lot of money to have a maid, because they were paid so little, I guess. And she had a girl, and she was only 17, but she remained our friend forever. But as I got older, 7 or 8, perhaps 9, maybe 10, my mother, who was way ahead of her time, told me that our dear friend had had a baby and had been put out, and she believed that the girl was a victim. And I always remembered that. And although I didn't meet much of the situation in my own early life, or family, or surroundings, I was very aware of that, and it stayed with me. A camaraderie built, perhaps because we were fighting what was a very uphill battle in a very different Ireland, very conservative Ireland. And perhaps it happened, but an enormous affection, a true affection grew within all of us for each other. And never has that chain ever been broken with any of us. And it's 40 years ago now.